Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo is brought to you by Chemist Warehouse. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices, in store or online at Chemist Warehouse.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M
Breakfast. We know why you're here, because you love the show. You also want a code word. Is that sigh about you haven't thought of a code word?
I thought of a code word. Can you stop?
This is for the party, which is Wednesday night at Rebel Brewing. You need to text this code word to 0484101045.
Comes as a complete surprise that I need a co-word. It is Andrews.
Oh, like in Dan Andrews.
Well, I just looked at the front page of the paper and his name's there.
So. For anyone who missed it, Dan Andrews was re-elected for his third term as the Victorian Premier over the weekend.
And I wanted to celebrate that on the podcast.
Daniel, have you got some of Dan Andrews' best work there that we've talked about before? I think maybe some of his voters might have taken his advice literally before they went and voted.
Get on the beers.
Yes, yeah. I think they went and got on the
and
beers before
down.
They voted.
Did we ever get to the bottom what happened to him when he broke his back? Remember he slipped down?
Fell down the stairs,
I don't
mate.
Think he fell down the stairs. I think he was either shoved or he was assaulted, perhaps, allegedly. That's what I heard.
Oh. Allegedly. Oh,
but I don't know.
I heard he was having an affair and his wife came home and he was... No, well, that's allegedly.
104.5 Triple M does not endorse or support any of the policies of Greg Marto Martin and will no way be held accountable for his actions.
I believe. Led to believe that allegedly he got a bit handsy one night on the beers.
With Anastasia Palaszczuk.
No, that was Cameron Munster, of course.
Oh, gee, this almost
that can't go ahead, that one.
104.5 Triple M does not endorse or support
Margo.
Any of the policies of Greg
Margo Parker.
Will no way be held accountable for his actions.
Her actions.
She's a goose.
She's a goose.
You see, he proposed to his fiancée.
Munster.
Yeah, did he do Munster. It? Did he go ask about? Did he have a baby and then propose?
Yeah.
Did he go to rehab before? Was Anastasia before or after the rehab?
What do you mean, Anastasia? What?
Well, they had a great relationship during the NRL, being up here for COVID, of course.
Premier 5'8 type relationship.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Like, do you mean that before he met her for the first time to do a presentation or something?
She went off him when she found out he was vaping. In the dressing shoes.
Oh, not the half-time vape.
No, it was the full-time vape. We never got around to discussing that.
What's wrong with a full-time vape?
Why couldn't Kevin Proctor half-time vape, but Munster could full-time vape? At Old Trafford, of all places. Yeah. I mean, who cares about old Seabus and what Proctor got up to down there? I mean, the disrespect.
He wasn't even playing.
He was in a suit.
The disregard that Munster has for Old Trafford. One of the oldest, most heritage-listed...
It's one of the oldest Traffords. It's the oldest of Old Trafford.
Old Trafford's probably pretty flammable, given how old it is. But then again, vape
no smoking
is
allowed in the venue.
But vaping, you're not going to start a timber fire at Old Trafford
That's
with a
right.
vape.
Well, you never know.
He's probably looking after the joint.
Oh, it's just for the kiddies. It's not a good look for the kiddies. But, geez, from what I can gather, there's a lot of kiddies out there vaping.
Should we delete
have you
all
noticed
of this
how many kids are vaping?
And start again?
Yeah, we'll just have to...
Yeah.
No.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Whatever. You know, don't take anything we ever say seriously. It's all bullshit.
Not that
allegedly.
I spoke this morning
allegedly
about David Pocock, and he is a very impressive human.
What do you call him off here?
Yeah.
David Wokecock, isn't it?
No. Stop it.
Wakey, wakey, hand or sneaky.
Slow cock. I call him. Okay. A lot of girls
That's
love
enough.
That.
Slow can be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to get ourselves into trouble.
You'd be worse off being fast cock.
Tell
if your nickname
me,
was fast cock.
Who do we get in trouble with?
You don't want a fast
with?
Cock. Jackhammer.
Sewing needle.
Yeah, too quick.
Sewing needle? That's funny as.
Bruise my brain.
Who can we get in trouble? Who gets into...
CTE.
Who would get us into trouble?
I don't know. Someone.
Would it be a lap band
surgeon? Is it different though because...
Dan Andrews might lock us down. We'd have to do the show from home.
That's enough.
Exactly.
We need to
That'll
stop.
Do. We don't even need to
Hey, we've got a text here. Do you want me to read that or
nah?
Save it for
Maybe.
The show.
Save it for the show tomorrow.
Nah.
Oh, what's it about?
Who cares? Text Andrews.
Allegedly, we got a text.
So what's the code word? That's the
Andrews.
Important
Andrews.
Andrews. 0484101045.
Oh, my God. Is that the last Monday show we have to do this year?
The last Monday show.
Oh, Monday show.
You know, you were in the best Monday mood today ever.
And I didn't even know.
You weren't even at Morton.
Oh, it was so
It's because you got shit-faced Friday. Then did you have a relatively tame weekend? Oh, no, you went up on
shit-faced
Saturday. Shit-faced too. Oh, Christ.
Did you get laid yesterday? Why are you so happy?
No. Not that I can remember.
Who did you spend time in the dungeon with?
No,
you said
you
were in the sex dungeon.
No, that was just a literal.
Yeah, Kath lost her
allegedly.
Key. She can't get into the dungeon. She actually can't get you out.
I told you, you're not allowed in here, Kath.
What was I talking about?
I'm in here with my vacuum cleaning the floors.
Okay, you should have got in out before that. You two are in so much trouble.
Mutto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, when you listen to our show in the morning, please don't take everything we say literally and the things that we do for what they are.
Nothing.
That they hold any weight or value.
Nothing.
Take nothing from this show.
Oh.
Especially when we say, well, looking back in hindsight, silly things like this.
All those pine forests between here and
here and the Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast. Yeah. The culverts next to the highway, that's no man's land. No one owns that. So get up there and steal your own. Get up there early before anyone else does it. Cops will be onto it in a few days' time.
Steal a tree.
Go and steal a tree. Because you said Christmas trees are few and far between at the moment, and the ones that are available are really bloody expensive.
Right.
And so you suggested that people...
I think you're helping main roads by keeping that clear of pine trees because they can get too big.
Well, not according to Anastasia Palaszczuk because she took to her social media over the weekend, Marto.
You've incriminated this show.
There's a picture of the pine trees and she's decorated the tree in her editing app.
Hold on.
She's made it look like a Christmas tree.
Oh.
And it says, this is not your Christmas tree.
What
stealing
is
a tree could cost you $14,375 this Christmas.
How much?
$14,375.
Yeah, but that's in the forest. Like, that's part of the forest.
Well, it looks pretty close to the, what is that thing on the side of the highway?
The edge of the road.
Yes.
The barrier.
The barrier. Guide barrier. That's what I'm looking for. It says, if you're after a real tree this Christmas, grab it from your local plant nursery and support good Queensland jobs.
When did you start listening to that joke?
I don't. I'm just telling anybody that listens to our show, perhaps if they maybe took your advice literally and went up there and stole trees, they could find themselves
$14,000. Can you stop using the word stole and stolen?
You're borrowing it. You're going to go replant it, are you?
No, helping out with replenishment.
So you're an arborist now, going
that's
around
right.
trimming trees.
I do love the comments on Instagram. There's a lot of people agreeing with you, Marto, saying, funny thing is, this tree is outside of the designated boundaries of the pine forest, meaning Queensland main roads would remove it and mulch it anyway.
Where's that message come from? Wacol?
Sell seed.
But just a reminder to everybody, we do have a little disclaimer.
104.5 Triple M does not endorse or support any of the policies of Greg Mutto Martin and will no way be held accountable for his actions.
No.
He is a goose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for the backup.
He is a goose.
What was that fine? 14 grand?
$14,000.
How much money have you cost people telling them to bet on the Pumas, lost Pumas in the World Cup of Rugby, now stealing trees? Stinker.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, listen, we got a bit of a wrap-up from Doha, Socceroos World Cup, with Adam Peacock, one of our soccer experts. That's coming up shortly. But you know what? No rugby league on the weekend. You know what happens when there's no rugby league? Things get out of control, especially out of Goodna.
A violent and bloody brawl as fists fly and screams echo around a Goodna street. Wildly swinging in the middle of the road, around 20 people involved, taking the fight to a nearby park, three dogs also on the loose as chaos reigned.
Oh,
that's
Lord,
the main
there's
reason.
There's a lot to take in there.
It was just, there were people fighting, three dogs were just running, and there's nothing more annoying when you're trying to have a fight. And, oh, get out of it, you bloody mongrel.
Dog's trying to hump your leg.
I know, it's serious though, as the neighbours said.
Wake up with the helicopter lights shining inside our house. And then next minute, all the signs of the police.
That'd be unusual.
Anyway.
I set my alarm in the morning.
Serious.
The helicopter lights normally wake me up.
Yeah, no.
This is serious. So I'm going, I wonder what happened out there. Because you remember.
What did happen?
Last Saturday night.
Fighting?
It was the Samoans. We're running around having a great old time.
Celebrating.
Well, celebrating losing. But it was all wonderful. But here's the reasons. And can you imagine.
The KFC close.
No. Can you imagine if this does happen? This is reasons to fight.
The brawl was sparked by a previous incident, a robbery, two nights ago. The victim spotted his attacker last last night, and that's when tensions flared.
Yeah, I remember
classic.
You.
You are. You stole me pushy.
I'd know that neck tattoo anywhere.
I just Googled good nut fight to see if I could find it.
What do you got?
These are the last 10 options. Footy fight spills out into the crowd.
No,
wild
not that
footy
one.
Brawl spills into the crowd at Ipswich.
Not that one.
Goodna rugby league player banned following brawl.
One.
Firefighters battle large house fire in Goodna. No. Footy fight spills into the
crowd. Hold on. Are you telling me this fight hasn't even made the top 10 Goodna fights?
Made the top 10 Goodna fights.
That's just from Sunday.
Listen. All right. Listen. What? When you go fighting at Goodna, make sure you grab the right weapon.
Oh, hang on, I found it.
It's believed weapons, including rakes and shovels, were also used in a violent night that has shaken the streets.
All right, who thinks I'm going fighting? I better grab the shovel and the rake.
What would you prefer, rake or shovel? Rake's got the reach.
I can keep you at arm's length with a rake.
Well,
I reckon you'd have more control over the shovel, though, and it's a bit more dense and heavy.
But what is somebody taking some Secateur? I'm going fighting, Mum.
Get the gardening equipment.
Where's the mower?
Who's got the Swift Grove?
Oh, how about the pressure hose?
Where's the catcher?
All right, do you want to play the warning to them? The people at Goodna probably need this.
Yes, listen, everyone at Goodna, just settle down.
Listen up.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up, eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
All right.
Put the rake back in the shed.
Just go back to sitting around watching TV.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
104.5 Triple M, Marto and Margo.
What happened Saturday night?
Oh! 9 seconds.
Yeah. Still going.
Five.
How good was that?
Amazing.
Prime time Socceroo action. Mitch Duke early with the goal.
Did we score another goal?
No, we scored the one. Were you not watching?
How are you watching?
We've renamed Tunisia 1-0-zia is now the official name.
We rubbed Tunisia.
I was at the Caravan Trade Industry Association Queensland Awards. Well, I'm sorry.
They got Adam Peacock from Code Sports. How are you, mate?
Tell us.
Yeah, good yourself.
Adam, was that our second goal for the World Game?
It was our second goal for this World Cup.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. Exciting because it meant we won the game, and we haven't won a game at the World Men's World Cup since 2010. So why it was there's kids starting high school, as I put on social media, next year that haven't seen the Socceroos win a World Cup game until
Adam,
then. So,
first time in 48 years, which would be 12 World Cups, that we kept the other team scoreless.
Oh.
Yeah, and the last 10 minutes was a bloody long 10 minutes as well because we sat on the lead, which is fair enough. Like, you can understand it. It gets a bit hectic, and we maybe should have put the game away with the second goal late on when Tunisia were pushing up. But, we held on.
Just paint the big picture. Where are we at? We got Denmark on Thursday morning around midnight our time. What can happen? What are the scenarios?
Yeah, so we win, we're through, Marto. So that takes care of that equation. If we draw, we're probably through because then it'd mean that Tunisia has to beat France.
That won't happen.
The games are at the same time, so we'll know what's going on in real time.
Oh, but hold on. Will France rest all their superstars because they're already through and maybe Tunisia might sneak through?
You can think that way, but France have a lot more depth than Tunisia's first team.
Okay, so what about Denmark? Denmark's who we play next. Mm. Denmark got beaten by France, but only by 2-1, which means they're pretty good, I would assume, because we got beaten 4-1.
So
we a chance against Denmark? What does that look like for us?
Yeah, tight game. I was at that game, the France-Denmark one. Denmark were good. They were unlucky not to draw the game with France. So they've got quality. They've got absolute quality all over the park. We're good enough. But it's there in front of us. We'll wait and see.
Adam, any word on Princess Mary of Denmark? Of course, the Tasmanian girl who married into the royalty. Is she going for Denmark or Australia?
Not sighted. Keeping things pretty quiet. I think,
traitor.
Interesting.
She wouldn't be stupid enough to come out and say, I hope Australia wins. She's got to get around there in Copenhagen or whatever the castle is. So.
Have one of those scarves that's, half Australia, half Danish. Well, they met Prince Frederick met her here in a bar
in Sydney.
So he has Australia in his heart too, obviously.
Is she like, our politicians have to rescind any overseas citizenship when she becomes Princess of Denmark. She's got to pretend doesn't know anything about Hobart.
Australia, what?
All right, Adam, can you get to the bottom of that for us, please? Get in touch and find out where her allegiance lies nowadays.
I don't think she's here because the Danes don't want to be here. They've had the protests of not showing their sponsors because they don't agree with the event being here. But anyway, they're playing football.
You've got to love it. I read that the Danish coach, Kasper, I don't know how to say his last name, Hjulmand.
Hjulmand?
Hjulmand. Oh, I did well. Yep. Hjulmand. He said you've got to love the Australian spirit. You know, like not giving us any credit.
Down on us.
No, but hang on, is he talking about Bundy Rum when he mentions the Australian spirit?
Oh, I could.
Oh, the Danes can drink. They've got Carlsberg, don't forget. That's got a high percentage value. So
that's one thing we do have in our favour, though, isn't it, Adam? The fighting spirit of the great Aussies.
Yeah, but the Danes were Vikings. So
Jesus.
Right.
We're screwed.
We'll dare to dream.
Good on you, Adam. All right, so draw could do it. Win, we'll do it. Then we'll be through to the round of 16. We'll be watching with intent after Marto's big 21st party here Wednesday night back in Australia.
Go right through.
Good on you, Ads.
See you, guys.
Cheers,
mate. Thank you, sir. Adam Peacock there.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
Corey, my husband, and my son, Wiley, had a bit of a father-son bonding weekend up at Double Island.
How far up? Point? Were they past Tiwa?
Tiwa, up there, and they went around to Inskip and did a lot of beach driving. There was a bit of a crew of them. It was about maybe six or seven four-wheel drives. One of our son's mates turned 17, got his license, and that was what he wanted to do for the weekend. He wanted to take all his mates in his new Hilux, go up the beach and have a bit of a boys' weekend.
They just camped in the dunes there up at near Double Island Point. That's where I started four-wheel driving as well.
Yeah.
It's easy to get across the Noosa River and then you're free.
They loved
Rainbow
it.
Rainbow Beach, right?
Corey said it was unreal.
Unbelievable part of the world.
Yeah, they had such a great time and they did a lot of four-wheel driving, covered a lot of sand and
Were the cops up there on the
he
weekend?
He didn't mention that he saw much police, but I could imagine that they were checking.
They bomb along that beach, the coppers. They have fun up there.
Oh,
they
mate, get because people go a little bit crazy up there too.
Well, a little bit crazy with their vehicles too, Marto, because sometimes they think that their machinery is better than maybe probably it is or has the ability to do things that probably it can't. And so, therefore, a lot of them end up bogged or stuck in deep plains of water. And there was a few that Corey and the boys came across. One in particular, there was a big truck who thought maybe he was a bigger truck, the little truck that could or would or
don't
shouldn't.
Was it an American truck?
Big
There's
American.
So many Rams and Chevys and F trucks. Yeah. Oh, God, Ford trucks.
Big truck that thought it could and it didn't, unfortunately, and it got stuck and it got left there and a bit of water.
Too heavy? What happened?
Too heavy. I think the water was deeper than they thought. It might have dropped
away. Oh, it was a creek crossing, one of those creek crossings.
You know how you get to the end of the pathway to come through down into Inskip and you can go left or right.
Yeah.
And they went left or right and you have to go around like some trees and some big roots and logs and stuff. And anyway, they saw this kid hop out and of the car, walk down into the water and it was like only waist height. So they thought, surely, big truck, we'll get through there easy. He obviously didn't walk the whole way through because there was
the channel of the creek. But any time you're above your knees, any time the water's above your knees, you might be in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, so. I'm not sure how often you see tow trucks on the beach, but the boys saw a tow truck
off
on the beach having to take this poor car away, the poor thing.
Also, truck heavier than child. So child might only be up to waist, but truck going to sink.
Right. And if you stop slightly, but I reckon I'm no expert. A lot of those American cars, I see them at Morton, the Chevys and the Rams and stuff, they don't have snorkels.
Yes,
and I go, we've got Land Cruisers and got snorkels. I can go under to the windscreen
and
I'll be fine.
But are you saying that, because we've got a Land Cruiser with a snorkel, it can get up over the roof, the water, as long as you've got a snorkel.
As long as that snorkel's above the water,
you
keep going. Have you ever seen the creek crossings up north? Like, you can't see the car, but you can just see the snorkel like
literally
a submarine.
Literally a snorkel. Like a periscope.
Yeah. Someone might be able to help.
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3, four-wheel drive mishaps. Have you been involved in one? Have you seen one? What's the best one you've seen? And because there's that corner there, is it near the hotel or the pub that's quite synonymous where they try and get around at high tide and you just end up seeing cars stuck in the water?
I got bogged at Rainbow Beach.
That's the one.
Oh, God, yeah, there's wrecks there everywhere. Same, there's one. I got bogged at Moreton Island. It's some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen.
It's just coming straight off the barge, isn't it, sometimes, where they get bogged
if
as well?
If you sit there at the barge at Moreton, same thing elsewhere, I suppose. At Fraser might be the same thing. People aren't in four-wheel drive, straight away, straight into the sand.
Hold up the whole
boat. Can you drive on the sand at Stratty, at North Stratty?
Yeah. Oh, they get stuck there. There's a guy sits there just south of Cylinder, and he sits there and he went on his tractor and charges people. Dude, I think it's $100
to get him out,
just to pull them out.
Just waiting with anticipation. 1-333-53 four-wheel drive mishaps. What have you seen, or what have you been involved in? Did you help someone get out?
It's not very confidence inspiring when you go four-wheel driving and you've got two pineapples there on the dash. Yeah, 250's ready for the 100.
Ready to go. Aaron from Wishart, 1-333-53 What have you seen?
Mate, it was an Australia Day quite a few years ago. My dad used to live out at Munroobin, so we had a bit of a four-wheel drive sort of rally track set up out there.
Just on the property, on a private property?
Yeah, he's on a couple acres out there, mate. Incredible. So his brother-in-law had like flex poles and old tyres set up there. And
oh, righto.
There happened to be a mud puddle that a mate of ours went through in a little Suzuki four-wheel drive and got bogged. And I was out there, you know, a few drinks under the belt in me Barina and towed him out in my Barina.
In your Barina.
Towed it
in
out.
Front-wheel drive Barina, mate, yep. And I've never let him live it down since. So, Max, if you're listening, bud, don't forget it.
Cop that, Maxie.
Cop that, Max. What about Shannon from Clontarf? She reckons that, a brand new Land Cruiser went under Black Duck Valley. Where's Black Duck Valley?
Up towards Gympie. They go, is that right, Black Duck Valley? Yeah, they go up there and there's all sorts of trails, private property again, but
imagine
it's on
that.
A couple of 100 acres.
Just watching your brand new Land Cruiser.
Caramba.
See ya. David from Somerset. Morning.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What happened? It was you, was it?
Yeah, that's me. So I'm quite experienced when it comes to four-wheel driving, so I've travelled Northern Australia and Central Australia quite extensively.
Everyone will want to know, Dave, what are you driving?
I'd say GU Patrol, but it's been chopped and extended into a big dual cab.
Big dirt pig.
Oh, okay.
Is that what they call it? I see a lot of patrols. They've got, like, dirt pig or something on the back.
Oh, it's a bit more classy than that.
Oh, classy. Classy. Pajero, sorry.
Hey, Dave, before you get to your story, what do you think about all these big American utes on the road? There's incredible numbers. They've been selling so well over the last 2 years. Are you happy with all these big American cars that are getting converted from left-hand drive?
Yeah, I think they're good. Like, as long as the person driving them is capable and knows what they're doing.
So what is your story?
It was just after the floods. We're on acreage in Somerset Valley, and we sort of headed out there to have a bit of a look at the ground. And I drove into the yard, and I knew it would be sort of soft, but it was probably softer than I ever imagined, and I sunk down to the chassis.
Oh, no. Were you on your own?
Yeah, we were. luckily, I've got, like, a winch and max tracks and stuff like that, but it just wasn't enough. And in the end, a mate of mine drove out, and then he got bogged as well.
Oh, dear.
Embarrassed.
Another guy come out. Yeah. So he got bogged, and then
Hang on. How many are bogged now, David?
Three.
They're up to three, but we managed to get one out, and then he got the other out, and then eventually he got me out as well.
So give me a time frame. Yeah.
It's about 5 hours in total.
Oh, and David, geez. How long do you wait till you call for help? You give it a good few hours before you give up, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I think I went for about an hour and a half because we were making sort of progress with the winch, but we only had one tree, so I got to a point where then I just kind of run out of ability to winch. And
David,
then that was it.
Was that the first and last time you'll get bogged?
Oh, definitely not. No, I've been up all proper bogged for hours. Yeah.
Proper bogged.
I'm bogged, come and help me. Where are you? I'm in my own backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an embarrassing phone call. Thank you, David. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, David.
Motto and Margot on Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, listen, remember on Friday we did, when did a truck get stuck after that truck got stuck
Corinda.
At Corinda? Yeah, and a few people rang up. Remember the guy rang up and he said, I work for Silvio's Pizza and I think he knocked, there used to be yellow cars and there was a red phone, big red phone
red,
on top.
Big red phone on the top.
Here he is.
Oh, many years ago when I was going through uni, I was working for Silvio's Dialer Pizza. Big old-fashioned hand phone receiver on the roof, about 6 foot long, about 2 foot high. In a hurry, drove under a apartment building, went, oops, the whole phone got ripped off.
Dumped on the ground.
Oh. And I had to go back to Silvio himself and explain it, and he made me work for about 6 months to pay off the phone.
I'm thinking, that's still in my memory. Was that Thursday maybe of last week? Still in my memory. Yeah. Channel 7 last night on the news, they start doing a flashback and they started talking about home deliveries. We used to have Melcos. I don't know whether you
guys... The milk would turn up at the door, glass jars.
There were Melcos. We'd deliver and you'd leave your money out.
Your paper.
Newspaper delivery. I used to do that. I did that for about a month.
It was
for
always
a mate
the
of mine.
Worst trying to get them open with the clingy plastic. Wrap plastic.
The old joke was a good-looking milkman. It doesn't make sense nowadays anymore because the milkman doesn't
Mum
come to the house with the milkman.
No one knows what you're talking about anymore. Exactly. But Silvio's Pizza, no one knew what we were talking about. Then all of a sudden, it comes up last night. They start telling the Silvio story. Was up here, Red Hill, just up the road from the Norman B Hotel. Mm-hmm. That was their base. And like any time, because I didn't live far away from there when I was a young fella, any time there'd always be half a dozen, they were yellow crap cars. I can't even remember what sort. They're mainly station wagons, but had the big red phone. They started talking about them last night.
Brisbane, though, has been a pioneer in home delivery.
3 6 8 1 8 8 Bring Silvio's to your door. Silvio's Dial-A-Pizza.
An inquiry by a Canadian customer at Silvio's Italian restaurant in Red Hill would be the inspiration.
The start of home delivery pizzas in Australia.
Is that because we're lazy or pissed?
But obviously it was a Canadian guy. He must have come here and gone, what do you mean they don't deliver? So he's obviously rung the shop and going, what? I've got to come to the pizza shop to get my pizza. That's not what happens back in Canada. And they got underway.
Well, you saw that they started that wing delivery service with the drones.
They started talking about that as well down at Logan.
They started it down at Logan. Because
that guy was on last night, Margo, and he said we've gone from, I think they're doing 1,000 deliveries per day with their drones.
Oh, massive. Coffees, hot chooks, like you can get anything.
Lazy.
Pack of cigarettes, whatever you want.
Mm. Can you get anything?
Anything.
Right. Well, can I just continue the Silvio? Yeah. I just want to talk about it. It then morphed.
In 1996, Silvio's would morph into Domino's. The company's chief executive today was once a Silvio's driver.
Silvio's was absolutely a trailblazer, pioneer here, first delivered pizzas here in Australia, the first company to get a centralised telephone number.
Is that Don?
Was that Don May, I think
Don
his name?
Of Domino's.
Don of Domino's.
So CEO. Don of Domino's was a delivery driver for Silvio's.
Yes. I bet you he never knocked a phone off the top of the car, but he must have gone, hold on,
I
think we're onto something here. And the Domino's, the name actually came from overseas or something, but that bloke's worth
millions.
Hundreds
maybe.
Of billions.
Where does Eagle Boys fit into this picture? Because that was always my number one back in high school.
I have just done some research. 133353, can we do...
Do you want a pizza? We'll deliver it to you this morning.
We had Domino's last night for dinner.
Really? Oh.
Domino's was my first job.
All right, you know where Eagle Boys went? I thought maybe Eagle Boys would swallow it up by Domino's. They were swallowed up by Pizza Hut.
Yeah, well, Pizza Hut was
the
big.
The Pizza Wars.
Pizza Hut and Domino's was big in Logan, but Pizza Hut, Eagle Boys was at Bean Lee.
Eagle Boys was at Bean Lee.
Who was Dougie? Where was he from? Dougie the Pizza Boy.
Yeah.
You know, the hot delivery guy. Was he Pizza Hut?
1-3-3-3
I think you're right. Dougie's Pizza.
133353 I'm sure there's a lot of you. It was your first job involved. We want to talk the Pizza Wars.
Pizza Wars.
Pizza Wars.
Best pizza. Because my daughter, she likes Pizza Hut, but everybody else likes Domino's.
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
And Richter, in the audio dungeon, can you get us some Dougie from the Pizza Hut commercial? We've got to hear some of that.
Hold on. Let's go to the traffic. We have a song first.
Bruce will do the traffic.
1-3-3-5-3 Pizza Wars. Were you ever involved in the Brisbane Pizza
Nobody
Wars?
Nobody does them better than the Italians, though, right?
That's right. The little home. Little
what about Mario's on Mosaic Pizza?
Where are they?
They're down there, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Dougie, how are you, mate?
Good. And there's your two large pizzas at $16.90.
Beautiful.
That's Pizza Hut.
Hold on. What company was Dougie?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Well, we were a Domino's family because I worked at Domino's. It was my first job, and so I know how they handle their food, what the process is, and I trust it. So I'm like, I know what that looks like behind the scenes. I'm happy to eat that.
Mark from Caboolture's on the phone, 133353. You've got another nomination in the Pizza Wars here, Mark. You're not siding with Domino's, Pizza Hut, Eagle Boys, any of them. Who's the best?
Yeah, Ribbits at Nogra.
Oh, Ribbits.
Yeah, on Wardell Street, I think that was.
That's the one, Marto, yeah.
There used to be one on Fairfield, too.
Yeah, run out of beer and then order a pizza and ribs. How good could that be, eh?
Was it all you could eat, Mark? It was pizza, pasta, ribs, wasn't it?
If you ate in, you could eat all the pasta and ribs, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, just remind me, was there an adult dressed in a frog outfit waving a placard out the front of the shop?
Yeah, it used to be on Long Wardell Street there, Marto,
Do you reckon Ian Healy bought all those for Hoppy's car wash? He said, I'll take all the frogs.
Is Ribbits still around? Does it exist still? swell, Mark?
Oh, I don't think it does. No, nah.
Why did they get swabbed? Why isn't there a ribs outfit?
Why didn't it go?
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for the memory.
Cara Jane from Strathpine. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're being told you're a pizza delivery driver. What sort?
I wasn't a driver. The driver ate one of my pieces of pizza.
He was hungry. Or is he just tasting it for you?
What company? Was it Eagle Boys?
Well, it was... I thought it was Domino's, but I'm pretty old now, so it was probably Silvio's. Was that Ben Lee back in the day?
Oh, my gosh. Cara. Yeah.
You know Dougie, the delivery boy? He went drug driving, so maybe he had the munchies one night.
Everyone was calling him Druggie.
Or Druggie, the pizza.
Cara, did he give you an explanation as to why he ate one of the pieces?
No, well, I didn't know until I got inside.
Oh, no.
So you normally get eight slices, right? You just had just a nice wedge missing perfectly.
Yes.
What flavour?
If he shook it, it's always pepperoni for me. But if he shook it around, I wouldn't have even noticed probably. But
you would have moved, joined them together.
Yeah, because I'd had a few beers.
Do you think Silvio's had to rebrand because of that? They're losing phones. Their drivers are eating pizza.
Yeah. All over the shop. Mutto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast. Oh, thank God you're here, because we're about to do our political analysis segment here.
I might duck out, actually. Is that all right?
Yeah, it won't take long.
Okay, Dan Andrews won the Labor seat of Victoria.
Albo and his industrial relations bill, he said, I want to get this through by Christmas time. And the one person holding him up was David Pocock. Well, finally, Pocock has grabbed Albo. He's ripped his arm off. And he's going, listen, mate, this is what we want. He strong-armed him because... Who would you rather, David Pocock being the person who controls the power in the Senate, or would you like an idiot like Jackie Lambie or Pauline Hanson? Does everyone know who David Pocock is?
Can you remind us who David Pocock is?
I'll tell you. Here's the man, probably the man I've ever met in my life that has more integrity than any other human being I've ever had anything to do with. His life was him and his two brothers, the three of them, grew up in Zimbabwe. When Robert Mugabe, the evil dictator he made his land reforms, he said, righto, they had a farm where they were growing roses and a bit of cattle and stuff. They were living a lovely life in Zimbabwe. Mugabe, they killed the people next door. They came through and killed all the family next door and all their workers. And the Pococks realised, oh, God, we're going to be next.
We're going to get out of here.
David Pocock, as a 12-year-old, slept with a shotgun across his chest.
Jesus.
This is where they were. They came to Australia. They ended up enrolling at Churchy, Anglican Church Grammar School. He was the inside centre when Quade Cooper played 5-8. They were the greatest schoolboy team in history in 2005. He's the reason Quade Cooper never had to tackle, because he was like his bodyguard. He said, you just stay there, I'll take care of everything. When they went to go on holidays on a Whitsunday rental yacht, he demanded they get a bigger boat because he had to take his weights. He's like a robot. He was like a physical. And then he started playing rugby. He went to the Force over in Perth when he was a 17-year-old. And it was just, I commentated his whole career and I just went, this guy's incredible. And then when you got to know him a bit, you went, he was a wonderful Christian. He was a conservationist. He strapped himself while playing for the Wallabies. He chained himself to trees and things like this. And he went, a little bit mad, but he's a man
but
of his
believes,
convictions.
He's a man of integrity. He believes in what he's saying.
I can't go too long because we've got to keep moving on. This David Pocock is one of the most incredible Australians getting around. The thing is, he learnt resilience, I guess you call that, if you're sleeping with a shotgun when you're 12. If you go and watch Australian Story about David Pocock. He's amazing. Played nearly 80 tests for the Wallabies, was captain of the Wallabies for a while, was the best player in the world for about 3 or 4 years.
Are you saying there's someone with integrity in our government system? What is going on? He won't last long, will he?
Are you saying
he won't last long?
Surely they'll get rid of him somehow.
And I can't believe you're saying that's more impressive than what Pauline Hanson did, running a fish and chip shop in Ipswich. I mean, she would have been sleeping
that's
with,
building resilience.
With
if
a shotgun.
If you met Ipswichians now with their love for fish and chips.
Shout me down. I know what you're saying.
I'm just so impressed that Mutto was speaking so highly in regard of somebody.
This is the real deal.
Normally you hate everyone.
Well, I do. Pauline Hanson, what's that like?
Triple M Breakfast's Christmas Word Pong.
Word Pong. We're going to pong it up, get our pong on, and that's how you're going to score this unbelievable hamper. Should we go through the goodies in it just quickly before we talk to our competitors? Tradie Radio from CNL Tools. Beauty. Bottle of Moet from the Regatta Hotel.
Yep.
Carton of Your Beer from your 21st, thanks to our good mates at Rebel Brewing.
Have you seen the hams? They're from Roadie Meats. They're in the fridge in there. They're enormous leg hams, and they're beautiful because we both had them last year.
We talked about Mr. Toy's Toy World earlier being the place to shop for kids this Christmas. They've got Lego go in there as well, thanks to them.
Fish and chip voucher from Sea Fuel. Thank you. Electric bug swatter from Pestrol.
Marto, you've already got one of them,
don't
you?
They're unreal.
Dinner and a show from New Haunt Cabarets, Rocky Shopper Horrors, the ukulele from Guitar Brothers.
Ukulele, is it?
Incredible. Gingerbread House and treats from Tom's Confectionary Warehouse.
I saw these out in the office too, the ACDC kids books and T-shirts.
And
I nearly nicked one of them.
I've got one of those ACD kids books. They're really cool.
How much is that all worth?
$1,265.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Sean,
incredibly generous.
In Elimba, you want it, Sean, but you've got to beat Michelle in Milton. Why don't you say hello to each other? Let's keep it friendly for the beginning.
How you going, Michelle?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Perfect.
What we're going to do, you two, is play a game of Christmas word pong. You both need to go back and forwards giving us Christmas-related words, and the person who can go the longest wins the hamper. Now, Marto, myself and Dan, we are the judges. If you throw a word in there that we don't feel is Christmas-worthy, we'll ding you out and the other person
or
wins.
Or if you take too long to respond with your word.
Or if you double up as well.
Same word. Are we ready?
I shall be writing the words down to make sure there be no doubling up. Marto, you ensure that you're happy with that they're Christmassy enough.
Start with?
Michelle is like an earlier line. We've got 10 lines here at Triple M, so I think that means she called in before Sean.
Ladies first.
True. So, Michelle, you can start it off in your own time, and then let's go quick Christmas-related words.
Are you too clear on how we're going, how we're playing?
Yep. Right.
Yep. All right. Michelle, you're ready.
Michelle's going first.
Christmas pudding.
Reindeer.
Presents.
Santa Claus.
Toys.
Elf.
Prawns.
Christmas tree.
Ham.
Oh, that's it. Sure.
Rudolph.
No, come on. That's a hell of a pause. What do you think, Marto?
I think it's too long.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Sean from Elimba, I'm sorry. That means you're out. Michelle from Milton, you are our first hamper winner. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
$1,300 worth of Christmas goodies coming your way.
Thanks to all of our incredible sponsors
that have come on board to give us those things. It's that easy or that hard.
Good round, though. Well done,
Great
Sean.
First
well
round
done, Sean.
Team.
Sorry, man.
Call back tomorrow, mate. We've got this
again.
All week, okay?
Oh, cool.
All right, Sean.
We've got
on your
one
legend.
To give away every day this week. At this same time, Dan, or are we going to play it at different times throughout the show?
It feels nice here. Yeah.
Yeah, you like it here?
Yeah,
right
I think
though.
It feels comfy. Good on you, Michelle. Well done. $1,265 worth of goods coming your way.
Thanks so much.
There you go. We'll get our Pong on. Same Pong time, same Pong channel tomorrow here on Triple M.